Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show with my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton of the American Vindicta Show. And together we have the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we've got a good one for you here. We've got some tough stuff to get in under the radar, so to speak, here. Because we only have 55 minutes and we got some hot items here. But there's always part two, right? So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios here on my end. And very quickly here, you've heard me talk about Noble Gold. There are 63 banks now near failure. Federal Reserve admits to it, but you don't have the right to know who it is because they want to gobble your money up, you unsuspecting people. You don't know. Now, I don't think it's Wells Fargo, B of A, JP Morgan. I think it's probably smaller regional banks, but why do they have to keep it secret? And what right do they have to keep it secret since these communist traders work for us? So anyway, Noble Gold can fix all that. Get your retirement away from the bank, back it up with gold. They'll actually send you one of those silver gold coins, quarter ounce. It's beautiful. Just say thank you. And then also, too, they can help you reorganize your asset portfolio. And I go back to them constantly for tinkering. And it's not that I'm a wealthy man, but I don't want to be out of balance and have most of my assets in a bank account. And then one day I wake up and I find out the Dodd-Frank law is really true and they stole my money because I'm an unsecured creditor. Don't let that happen to you. So here's what you do. You can go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, and you can say, hey, Dave, my name, my email, and I'll send you a free information packet. Or if you feel urgency, and some of you should if you're in small regional banks, call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And the federal government wants me to tell you there's a risk involved. And my answer is, yeah, duh. So you've been told there's a risk involved, just like FTX that they didn't tell you about. But that's another story another time. We comply with the federal law. We're happy to. And that's Noble Gold. They're above board. 877-646-5347. And Doug does, shall we say, lack of a better term, survival training, how to get through difficult situations. Doug, take a minute here and tell people what you do and how they can take advantage of it.
So over at VindictaSolutions.com, you can sign up for one of our courses. The course that we have going on right now for June and July is our standard shoot, move, communicate course. It is to teach you how to react to a home break-in that can turn deadly, or also an active shooter, something that's happening within close quarters. We teach you from A to Z how to manipulate a weapon and then how to use it inside of close quarters confinement, dealing with role players, learning the different ways to employ yourself in one of these environments, keeping up situational awareness and trying to survive it, not really more than that. I mean, it's a survival's mentality, survival's mindset. You know, we do it all with simulation rounds. So
okay,
when you're doing something wrong, you're going to get the pain. You're going to know that you did it wrong.
Yeah, but you know what? Better that than find out the hard way. I think that's tremendous. How do people find out where they are and how they can take advantage of this training?
Yeah, you can just go to www.vindictasolutions.com and you can sign up for one of our classes. June, July is going to be at Ready Made Resources. September, we have our first radio class. So that is a radio basics communication class. That's in September. And yeah, just follow the website and you'll see what we got posting here pretty soon.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's awesome. Hey, tell Josh, sometime he gets a chance, give Dave Hodges a call. Yeah, I'd like to continue my relationship with the family. Bob was a good friend. He was a great American. We lost Bob some months ago. He's battled with lung cancer. But people have often, they haven't heard me tell about this, but sometimes, Doug, I'll get a email. What's happened to Bob? You guys were such good friends, and he was really a good guest. And so you got to tell him, and we lost a true patriot. I think of Bob and what we could be ready to go through, and I'm hoping it's not. I'm hoping God intervenes. But the Bible talks about during these troubled times called the tribulation, the dead will be looked at with envy. And I hope that's not the case. So anyway, to our friend Bob, you're gone, Bob, but you're not forgotten. And I know he's up there in the grandstands rooting for you and me, Doug. I know he is.
He's
Anyway,
trying to sell an angel night vision right now. I know
Oh my God, that's great. That's great. Yeah, he got me some night vision. But I ain't no angel. All right. We're going to be talking about Saudi Arabia and they're going off the petro. Bad news for us. Biden's cheering. Aliens are back in the news. And we all know my position on it. I'm a Genesis 6 Christian boy and they're fallen angels, but not saying they can't masquerade as aliens. So yeah, I'll give it some deference here. And then we're going to talk to you about some things we know about the Chi-Coms. And it's kind of interesting because our next show, I'm going to be interviewing my good friend Paul Preston from Agenda 21 Radio. And we're going to be talking about this in detail. And by the way, I should mention this. June 29th, San Ysidro, near the border, California, Mexico, San Diego area, I'll be speaking with Take Our Borders Back at TOBB.com. And Kim Yater's the national director. She's been on CNN, been on Fox. She's doing a wonderful job promoting this. And I'm truly humbled and honored that she called me and said, Dave, we'd like you to speak. And I said, absolutely, love to. So that's June 29th. There'll be more details out and I'll put them out as I find them out. And we're in the process of finalizing our topics. I know that General Flynn, Tom Homan, there's some really good guys, really high-powered people that are going to be there. And they'll probably hand me the broom and say, clean up afterwards. But anyway, I'm honored to be a part of it. So I just wanted to let you guys know that. So Doug, let's start in with Saudi Arabia. This is a very big deal. This is a very big deal to our economy. It's not good enough, I guess, for Biden that he could kill energy production in an energy nation. But now he's allowing this to go forward. We could put the screws on Saudi Arabia. We give a military aid up the rear end, and we could be cutting that off here and really making them feel the pinch. And instead, I think they're doing it with Biden's blessing to take away the petrodollar. Go ahead and talk about that and why that's important.
Well, ending the petrodollar right now is, you know, they had that 50-year agreement. They're not re-upping it. And it is very convenient timing right now for this to be falling through. Now, some of the market experts are saying that it's fake news, that the petrodollar won't be completely torn down and demised by the end of this agreement, this accord between the United States and Saudi Arabia. And just for people who don't really understand the petrodollar, the way the petrodollar worked is that Saudi Arabia would only sell its oil with the U.S. dollar. So that's where you have stuff like OPEC, right? So petrodollars are the primary source of revenue and wealth for many members of OPEC. That's the organization of petroleum exporting countries, as well as non-OPEC members for oil and gas, which includes Russia, Qatar, and Norway. So will it hurt the United States, our currency, and how bad will it be? Well, yes, it will hurt. We don't really know how bad it will be or won't be because this only happened 3 days ago. So the economy experts are still, you know, everybody's vying for some sort of comment right now on who's going to be right and who's going to be wrong. But Saudi Arabia will now sell oil in multiple currencies, including the Chinese RMB, euros, yen, yuan, instead of just exclusively the U.S. dollars. So could that hurt us? Probably. It's probably most likely going to hurt us. We're probably going to see a spike in everything else. But, you know, are we just going to find a new kind of Saudi Arabia and start this all back over again? Is that what Venezuela was about? Is that what the Caribbean launch was about? Is that what Israel is about? Because we're trying to secure areas in the Caribbean where there's massive amounts of natural gas and oil in the seafloor. And then in the seafloor, right off the coast of Gaza, we now have America showing interest. At the same time these two things are happening, we're also in the Black Sea, where there's another massive vein of natural gas and oil. So America, at least in those three places, we probably have thousands of places.
We're leaving out one big one. Doug, we're leaving out one big one, Gaza.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right there off the coast of Gaza. That's the Leviathan project, that Israel is doing. So it seems like the United States has other different ways of tapping into oil and natural gas for revenue for the dollar. And we may just have a brand new petrodollar run all over again. But will the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, devalue the United States dollar now? And if it does devalue and Saudi Arabia says, we pick the BRICS coin, or what, let's say whatever the BRICS is going to name its currency. Let's just call it the BRIC, right? I've heard it been called the BRIC before. So let's say you had multiple countries like Saudi Arabia say, we're only going to exclusively trade in this one bound currency from the BRICS nations called the BRIC. Well, then if they got enough gold in the bank and other assets, they can challenge the United States as the world currency, and IMF will devalue us, right? And now I've heard stipulations before that when America gets devalued based off of our currency, our spending, our exports or imports, and how much we owe in our own deficit, America could drop from number one to 13. And that may put China or Russia at number one. So that could hurt with the world economy. And that changes the game for a few things too. Chime in as soon as I say this. The world economy is ours. We're the world police. We're the leading world in technology. We're also the heavy hitter of the world for weapons exports, space, anything now, telecommunications, and also the military. So once we get taken down a peg or two, and these other nations now have the, I guess, now they have the economy, we still have all those other assets. We still own the field and all those other assets. We still own the field in the military industrial complex, and all those other things. Now you're having two competing sides, kingdom versus kingdom now. And I wonder, will our allies around the world still side with America? We don't have the petrol dollar to back up what we're doing and sending out, what is it? We send out $300 billion or more a year in foreign aid. If that money isn't worth anything anymore compared to what the yuan is, or the RMB, or the yen, or the ruble, or whatever, will they accept our currency? And then will we be the primary source for that country for any needs, or allowing ourselves to insert ourselves into that country because we give you so much money? That's the way this foreign aid works, right?
That's right.
I give you money, you give me access to your country for X, Y, and Z reasons you don't have a need to know. And by the way, we're going to put a port and a military base there. I wonder how many of our friends around the world are going to leave us and join the BRICS, because the BRICS will be paying for all the stuff that America can no longer pay for. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, you described the bully aspect of foreign policy. In terms of giving aid, there's always conditions with it. I'm often aghast, though, when I find out who we're really giving foreign aid to and how they treat us. There's been so many problems in that area.
You mean like 40 billion a week to the Taliban?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, of course, leaving $85 billion of military equipment in Afghanistan. Talk about foreign aid. That was just a gift. But, you know, McCain and Hillary Clinton did the same thing when we pulled out of Iraq. I mean, the regulations say you got to blow up the equipment at minimum. You got to destroy it. Can't let it fall into enemy hands. But
It all goes
McCain
into
did, and
giant,
then Biden did. And it's
it all goes
intentional.
into giant warehouses, and then it gets sold.
You know, it goes along the lines, though, Doug, that the military industrial complex and especially their banking friends want to supply both sides of a conflict. So they got to keep the other side going. I mean, look at the Cold War. You know, when we started the detente talks after Russia collapsed economically, we found out that they had about half the nuclear strength that we once were told that they had. And we tied it to CIA lying on behalf of the defense industry so we could build and build and build and build to meet an imaginary threat. And it's always the same way. They fund both sides of the war. And I want to bring in something here too, because this gets into what's coming. Both the House and the Senate have the draft in their NDAA budget bills. And that's not the holdup. Having the draft
I
is not
believe it
the
passed the
holdup.
House.
They're screwing with the woke aspects of things. No LGBTQ funding with defense funds and that kind of stuff. And they're fighting over woke, but they ain't fighting over a draft. Doug, I want to go on the record right here. I'm going to say this right now. At the top of my lungs, parents and grandparents, discourage the hell out of your young adult kids from complying. And if we get massive non-compliance, then they're stuck. For me, hey, we shouldn't be sending one American to die in Ukraine for those perverted Nazis. And that's exactly who's running that government. Okay, Doug, I'm off my bandwagon here. But back to the petrodollar. We still have petrodollar, but I understand it's about 50% of its original strength. And so we have about half the backing we used to have for our dollar.
Well, inflation's still very high. It's unreasonably high. I'll search Kitco right now. I mean, right now on Kitco, everything is down. Gold is around 2,300 or more, depending on who you go buy it from, an ounce. Silver is at $29 an ounce. Platinum's at 955 an ounce. Palladium at 876 an ounce. Let's go to crude oil, $78 a barrel. And the US dollar is, how the hell did that happen? Yesterday, the US dollar was at like 101 or $102. And now it's at 105. Hey, we'll just print more money. That's all we need to do. We'll print more money. People wonder how bad it's going to hurt things like the Bitcoins and all the other electronic transfer coins. And I don't know enough to know that. I know that a lot of people are looking at the American dollar and they're just going, well, how long until we become Rhodesia? And you got to have a wheelbarrow full of dollars to buy, I don't know, a bag of bread, maybe some eggs. I mean, that's kind of what we're looking at in like the worst case scenario. Best case scenario, they find a workaround for meantime. And then, the thing that they don't want is they don't want to run on the banks. So they don't want people to, like you were talking about earlier, some of these smaller banks, they don't want people to know that many of these smaller banks right now are shorting every day with the amount of money that they're supposed to legally have per the Federal Reserve. And when it gets reported, we don't have your money in the bank. Well, then people go to the bank and they start withdrawing. They withdraw, they seek to transfer out their checking, their savings, whatever they have, and exit out of it and go to another more assured bank. And then that all it takes is just one or two banks to go on the run, and people get nervous. They go to talk to their banks, so on and so forth. And then it'll start hitting the big guys, right? It'll start hitting the big guys. So that's one thing to watch out for. And we've said it on this show many times. One of the things that we're kind of not predicting, but just kind of expecting to happen sometime this year is a complete collapse of our economy. It only makes sense. Not that we want it, but it only makes sense because it's 2024. You got the election, and now we got like multiple wars coming on. It looks like we're about to have the mass shootings start to increase again, according to the stats that I just pulled up today. We've got the riots coming back. Yippee, hooray. We've got the Democrats and Republicans both wanting to come against constitutional rights. Democrats are wanting to take your guns as usual. And then the petrodollar ends, and we don't have a response for it. Oh, and by the way, Biden's going to put forth a few more policies that are going to hamper your ability to have a better security towards the power grid this year. Texas is already warning, hey, we may be having brownouts soon. We may be having rolling blackouts as well. So every state is at, I guess, like that bubble getting closer and closer to the cactus meme, right? You can only blow this thing up enough until eventually it pops. And then what do we do about it? No one has a good answer, Dave, for when the economy collapses. Most people can't buy silver. Most people can't buy gold. Most people can't buy food. Most people can't repair a vehicle. Most people barely can pay the bills, along with the mortgage, along with clothes and upkeep for family, so on and so forth. The economy is so bad right now. One of the things that I keep looking for in the near distant future is for this problem to be fixed with technology. Can technology, digital assets, digital coin, digital currencies, solve the physical asset problem? Mm-hmm. Can they say, Dave, we're going to give you 2,000 credits a month. That's about what you, it looks like you get based off your bank statements. And it's all accredited to, you know, the United States Central Dollar Reserve currency, digital assets, whatever. And closer and closer, the more things seem to break down and people lose faith in, and the more things get destroyed and never stand back up, like our economics, the closer we're going to get to the mark of the beast.
Well, you, I mean, just the technologies, you just talked about people's assets being tied into digital. That is the mark of the beast. There's no two ways around it. The petrodollar is what allowed us to spend recklessly for decades. Because that was the only backing for the dollar we had since we went off the gold standard. Yep. The bottom line is, I can't believe people can't see this. Biden has facilitated every brand of treason possible. And this is his fault, because he could be pressuring the Saudis right now, saying, okay, you want to pull this crap? Fine. Enjoy China. You ain't getting one dime of military aid.
I gotta ask the question though. Is it really Biden, or is it the politician?
Biden is a euphemism for his administration.
Right. Well, yeah, we got the Biden administration, the Antichrist administration that it is. But then we have these politicians who most of them have secondary citizenship in Israel and other nations.
Yeah.
Most of them are in some ways a lobbyist for China and for other nations, or for these huge corporations. They only put forth what these big, massive donors tell them to put forth. So whose fault is it really? Because who's not allowing Americans to drill for oil? We have so much oil, and look, that's a Texas word. We say oil, all right, not oil, oil. We have so much natural resources just in Texas, Louisiana, probably New Mexico, California, and then Alaska alone. We never need to reach out to anyone ever again. I mean, most likely, we have so much natural gas and petroleum products here in America that we would not run out until Christ returned. I mean, that's how much they predict we have. We have at least 500, 600 years worth. And I've seen some people say 200, 300. Don't believe that crap. We have a lot here, a lot of untapped, unknown resources that are being discovered well, until Biden stopped it, almost every month. And we could have supplied so many jobs, tens of thousands, millions of jobs with our pipelines, with our refineries, with the small shops who help keep all that upkeep. And Biden killed that. Biden's economics killed it. Obama's economics killed it. these sharks who are in charge of our country, they have just gobbled up everything until there is no more mom and pop shop. There is no more people being able to stand on both legs. Now they've taken everything out from underneath people, and you're having to go to everything for the government now for contracts and for betting. And these multi-billion dollar organizations are the ones who always grab it. So I wonder, how much longer will it be until we have China drilling for oil here in America instead of Americans drilling American oil?
Let me shed a little light on this. Paul Press and I are going to talk about this in detail on an interview we're going to do. So I'll just hit the highlights here of it. We know, no secret, Chi-Com's coming into California, not Arizona, not Texas, just California. California is facing a major debt. The speculation that a lot of people have now that are looking at this closely is we know that California tried to go Calexit and leave the union at one time. They even built a facade of an embassy in Moscow and did a press conference from it. They're cozying up to China. Newsom hosted Xi Jinping in the Bay Area. He ignored Biden. Xi Jinping ignored Biden. He dealt with Newsom. And we think that California is going to leave the union under the Calexit provision, and that the Chinese are coming into California because that's going to be the UN peacekeeping force. And I ran this by a high-level military source, and he said, "Do you think they're going to stop with California, Dave?" I can't find anyone who disagrees with me that's knowledgeable. So this is it. Here's another thing, Doug. I want to go back to hypocrisy, and we kind of glossed over it. The U.S. is chasing oil and natural gas reserves all over the planet. Yet they don't want us to use, as citizens, oil or natural gas. So what motivation do they have to go gather these products if the American people by 2030 is not going to be allowed to use them? Do you have a response for that?
Well, let me just make a statement here. And this is based off of the American Oil and Gas Reporter. So the United States now holds the world's largest recoverable oil reserve base. That's more than Saudi Arabia or Russia, thanks to the development of unconventional resource. Ranking nations by the most likely estimate for existing oil fields, discoveries, and as of yet undiscovered fields, which are proved and most likely probable and are possible and discoverable, the United States is at the top of the list with 264 billion barrels of recoverable oil reserves, followed by Russia with 256 billion, Saudi Arabia with 212 billion, Canada with 167 billion, Iran with 143 billion, and Brazil with 120 billion.
Okay.
So let me throw it to you like this. It would be convenient in the eyes of the New World Order to do to America what America and the New World Order did to the Middle East. We have more oil than the Middle East here in America. We have an uprising in the Middle East, unlike what the Middle East has currently. We are a powder keg for a Revolutionary War 2.0 in America. And we now have the right people in politics and in the heads of our government and in our Pentagon and in our spy agencies to assist other nations, apparently. I would say the bet is on that if not within the next 5 years, there will be some sort of event that America is going to require the United Nations or NATO to come down upon us to stabilize and secure America and the current government, reestablish a government and yada, yada, just like we did in all these other countries. And they're going to do to us what we did to all these other countries, just like Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham just last week said, you know why we're in Ukraine? And why we can't allow Russia to have Ukraine? Because there's too many minerals and oil resources. We can't allow Russia and our enemies to have that. We got to have it. So, bam, Doug proven right. Why are we in Ukraine? Minerals, resources. Why are we in the Middle East? Same thing. Why are we fixing to go into Gaza? Same thing. Why do we want to bomb and get ourselves actually boots on the ground inside of Iran? Same thing. Why do we want to take out Russia? Same thing. These kingdoms versus kingdoms, small kingdom, big kingdom, family versus corporation, however you want to plan this out and strategize it, they are after resources. All wars seem to be driven by resource needs. Right now, America is in a standing point where we may be needing resources soon. Well, so does the BRICS nations. So whoever the world order, the new world order decides to side with, is it the Committee of 300 and NATO or the United Nations, or is it going to be the BRICS allies?
I don't know that they're on opposite sides.
I think they are. I think they are because, you know, even in satanic realms, even in the Illuminati and these other secret societies, you have families versus families. You have factions versus factions. People are always vying for positions of power. This has always been around this way. It'll always be this way. And so I think you do have factions of people. I mean, look at Africa. When Muammar Gaddafi wanted to put Africa on a gold-based currency, we wouldn't kill him for it. All right, Hillary Clinton, so like we saw him, we came, he died, yeah. I got an award, hilarious, right? She laughed her butt off about it. But why did we go and kill Muammar Gaddafi? He was our frenemy. He was an ally when we needed him to be an ally, but he was a tough guy that we could control somewhat. But he came out, started assembling all these nations in Africa to get off of the U.S. dollar. Why did we get in Iraq? Well, one of the main reasons is because Saddam Hussein wanted to get off the U.S. dollar. What about Syria? Well, Bashar al-Assad wanted to get off the U.S. dollar. What's going on right now with Russia? Well, Russia doesn't want anything to do with OPEC. Russia doesn't want anything to do with the U.S. dollar. Russia completely threw every bit of U.S. debt or assets that they had out into the trash bin. And now so is China. Everybody's dumping the United States. The next empire is coming. America is sunsetting. And you have this alliance between Russia and China and whoever else wants to join them. They are coming with the rising sun. That's what it appears to be like. And
I think that's the intention. I don't think China can pull it off for a lot of reasons.
Why don't you think so?
Well, first of all, their internal economy is a mess. Secondly, yeah, there's a lot of infighting, and the Chinese do not have the support of the people. And over time, that has a cumulative effect. And I see China not being able to become the world policeman. They can't project military power beyond a region. They can't fight a world war, for example.
I can rebut that. All right. Here's why. They don't need to be the world policeman. The technology is in place that you need them. The social.
Give me an example, because I agree with you. China would need a technological breakthrough to be the world policeman. I do agree with you on that. What would that look like, Doug?
We need to have a cataclysmic dumping of all hard assets like dollars and coin, and you need a one world currency. And then from there, the Facebook is mandated now, right? All these other internet things are mandated now. Say goodbye to YouTube and Rumble and all this other crap. We won't be here no more. If you want access to the internet, if you want access to a driver's license, a credit card, to get a house, to be able to have kids, be married, climb up the ranks in your job, you're going to have a social credit score. They are the world example for social credit scores. Ukraine is being used as the world example for the digital wallet and for government documents. Everything in Ukraine has gone to a one digital system where it's your entire identity, banking statements, your medical records, your taxes, everything is there. And who did that? We did that. We brought that technology and we did that to them. We're the ones who funded it. I got to find the freaking paper, but I was reading a paper where the State Department said that they're the reason why they have it now. So there's different experiments going on all around the world to put us all on this one digital system.
I agree with that.
You've talked about quite a bit. There needs to be what? A world war for it? Another world famine? Another world pestilence and plague? Does there need to be a new kind of threat that we just don't know of or aware of? Maybe it's the aliens. They'll think of something. There's always something.
Okay. All right.
The moment we win one war, another war happens 2 years later.
Well, that's for profit. There's always something. That's not a mystery. That's for profit. Okay, I think the people see here, the American people are getting screwed and our demise is planned. Let's go to what the latest is on so-called aliens.
Oh, God, don't even get me started. For one thing, I think aliens are demons.
Me too.
But, you know, it's strange that it's starting to come out more and more in the headlines and the media. One of the ones that I recently had a frogman brother of mine send this to me. Let me see. It's there are arcs that are hidden underground, space arcs buried under earth to evacuate humans during end times. That's some experts claiming that. On Fox News and a few others, mainstream media, there's a new study suggests aliens could be living on earth disguised as humans. Lord help me the day that David Icke gets proven right on something.
Yeah, I think I dated one of them a long time ago, but that's another story for another time.
Here, listen to this one. Alien Wars, new classified space fighting center ready to fight hostile extraterrestrials as well as adversaries of China and Russia. Yeah, sure, good luck.
Isn't it safe to say that if they're advanced enough to come here, our weapons are no match for them?
I would say this. Any culture that is coming from Zeta Reticuli, because remember, it was Venus, and then it was Mars, and now the average Joe can get a freaking telescope off of Amazon Prime or Walmart, and they can see both these planets and not see life on them. So now they're at a distance so far away, no one can freaking prove it except for the government, and NASA's never going to tell you the truth. So now, aliens can be, you can hire a medium, a psychic medium, and they can summon an alien and the alien can speak through them. You got guys like Stephen Greer and their CE5, Close Encounters 5, where they can all sit around and hum in an occultic manner, and then they just summon
Let's get down to the truth here, because if you keep talking about this in this fashion, I got to lift my feet up because the BS is growing by the moment.
Well, it's getting high, and people are going to fall for it, Dave. People are going to be scared. The world's going to look climatic or chaotic. They're not going to have the money they used to. Everything's going to be ups and downs. And people are going to run to and fro to things that are going to be pleasing to them, that'll make them feel better, that'll make them safe and secure, and many will fall away from Christ for it. Many will. And they'll run to false teachers, false prophets, and false Christs. And I think that's what's going to be presented to us via aliens.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. It's part of the great deception. They're interdimensional, is my guess. The Zeta Reticuli stuff is nonsense. But I'll say this. Let's just say, for the sake of humoring people that have to believe, okay, like Fox Mulder, okay? Let's just go back there and just say, okay, what do we know? Well, the Brookings report had one thing right. They said when a superior culture encounters an inferior culture, two things happen. Two possible things happen. One, is the inferior culture is wiped out, or two, it's enslaved. There's no in between. There's none of this, gee, we love you, we're your brothers, we're going to help you, we're going to lift you up. There's no such thing as that. That's never happened in the annals of history. So if this were real, we should be fearful for our lives, for our culture. They're not coming here as friends. But these are demonic spirits. I believe, Doug, they're lining up for the final battle when Jesus comes back with his legion of angels. That's what I think is really going on here.
Well, I mean, the aliens are coming here and telling us, hey, Jesus is one of us. And, you know, this, you need to work on your spiritual person and in your meditation. And, you know, the fact is, the aliens don't come here and they don't talk about Muhammad and Buddha, and they don't talk about the Church of Scientology or Mormonism. They don't talk about any of that. They all talk about Christ. They all talk about Christ.
That's the main enemy.
Gee, I wonder what that's about.
That's the entity, the group. They can't deal with the Christians, and that's why they have to talk that way. That's exactly what it is.
Thankfully, the Bible has told us what to expect and what is coming. You know, the Bible says that Satan will disguise himself as an angel of light. So, you know, and many of his ministers will disguise themselves as ministers of God. And so we got to expect that there's probably something true religious that is in the works right now as well. So with wars, rumors of wars, the possibility of famines and plagues coming back, there's something on the supernatural spiritual level that is cooking. I bet it shows itself soon. I bet it does.
Okay, I think you're right. But I'll say this. If you ever encounter an alien, okay, they want to snatch you off the street, beam me up, Scotty. Hey, just plead the blood of Jesus Christ. It'll be over. I'm being very serious when I say that now. I'm not engaging in hyperbole here. These are demonic entities. Genesis 6 is very clear. Go to verse 4. And it talks about the Nephilim, fallen angels, and they were saying, and they were there afterward. After what? The flood. So we have two DNA on this planet. We have human, we have alien, we have their descendants, and they co-opt humans to do their dirty work in exchange for privilege and money. And this is really what the battleground is. And people fail to realize this. who was I talking to? I don't think it was Sam Arnold, my Latin American expert. You'll like this one, Doug. Someone wrote into the comment section on Rumble, and they said, yeah, good luck with your prayer rug, because Sam and I were talking about repentance, revival, turning it over to God, and God could fix this. It's a spiritual war first and foremost. And we also said that we also have to engage on the battlefield that we're in, which is the physical realm. We just can't withdraw and not work. But we said, ultimately, it's a physical battle. This guy basically had a poop fit. He said, get your prayer rug out, see how that works for you. In other words, his solution was to pick up an AK-47 and start shooting.
Yep, that's always everyone's. Hey, I don't know if you know this. Just recently, there was a man arrested in your backyard in Arizona who was selling guns to random people, to include FBI agents. And his plan was to start a race war.
Yeah. Oh, Charles Manson reincarnated, huh? Helter Skelter, baby.
So, you know, people who think that all forms of violence is the end all be all, it's not. And not only that, but many trappings of the devil come from matters of the heart, where people don't know, you know, how to turn over a lot of those feelings to Christ. Like, I get it. You're mad, you're upset, you're raging. But you hold on to that and you sow those seeds in your hearts. Trust me, Satan will come and he'll apply a little bit of water to it, and he'll ensure that it grows. And these people, man, since Trump was, you know, not elected and he may get thrown in a prison, well, it's time to grab our rifles and, and go and, you know, do whatever you want to do. Wage a civil war. Knock yourself out. I don't care. What's going to happen is going to happen. God is going to allow whatever he wants to happen.
Right.
If Joe Biden gets reelected, God put him there. If Donald Trump gets reelected, God put him there. All right. The only thing people need to worry about is themselves. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself physically and spiritually. Have good training and good, clean habits. And I mean, from there, man, if you're watching so much news that you feel the need to go pick up a gun, turn off the news. Go outside and go for a walk. But right now, man, it's crazy. I'm seeing so many comments, and we got them that leave it on our channel too, and we delete those comments the moment they come because we're not going to allow that.
No, we're not. We're not promoting violence.
Anymore.
Now, let me put it this way. If there's ever like the Chi-Coms going house to house to do what they're doing, well, then it's on.
That's
have no choice. When you're backed into a
That's
corner,
different.
Self-defense is both legal and biblical. But the bottom line is, folks, is that they control the major centers of power, and your AK-47 is just going to get you killed. I wrote an article about this well over a decade ago. I said, can our M-16s defeat their F-16s? And that kind of dates the article. But I concluded, no, it can't. So the only choice that we would have, Doug, if we really wanted to rebel against this government, other than civil disobedience, like we're not letting our young adult kids get drafted. But other than that, we'd have to be the Viet Cong, and we'd have to be like farmers by day and terrorists by night. But America doesn't have the discipline. You know, when we went to Vietnam, they had, let's say 1964 is when we started putting active troops in there, units. So the Vietnamese had already been at war for 23 years of nonstop. This was their way of life. For America, we want to flip the light switch and then turn it off and it's over. Wham, bam, and it's over. And there's no way that we would have the discipline to carry out a Viet Cong resistance to wear down the other side. And the other thing that the French and the Americans didn't have was unbridled access to race-specific bioweapons. And if we were to launch a successful Viet Cong type of resistance, they would just use bioweapons on us, Doug. I don't think there's any question about that. This is spiritual.
Well, a few things. For one thing, when it comes to Vietnam, the CIA was there 3 to 4 years providing weapons to the North Vietnamese.
Yeah.
Honestly, they were providing weapons to both sides. I mean, they were going to, village to village and seeing how the people would rebel and what actions they could take to force it as well.
Yeah.
So don't think other nations aren't doing that to us. And don't think that the FBI and the CIA and our other friends in the intelligence agencies aren't doing that to you and your little, groups of people in your chat groups that you think are secure because you're on all these little, chat applications where we are so dumb that we think that anything via electronic communication is secure anymore. It's not.
None of it
is secure.
Yeah.
So, it's almost futile, right? Like, we see it coming. The only thing you can truly do is prepare and grow allies. And we may lose DC. We may lose this government, but your local government is where it should be able to pick right back off of. Your state government should be able to supply and take care of its people. Also, your county, your local government, that's the way it should be ran. It's not ran that way, but that's the way it should be ran. And maybe the best thing that could happen to America is if we just let DC go. If we let DC go, I'm not saying I want this to happen. I'm saying it's a hypothetical. But if we let Washington, D.C. go and we stop sending electoral candidates over to Congress, no more senators, no more congressmen, you're not going to get a vote from us. Our state's bowing out of the Constitution, or our state is completely bowing out of you know, everything that's going on within the United States, and we're going to reform something new. Maybe that's the only way we save America. And maybe that is what happens, and maybe that's a heck of a long shot. But whatever state decides to get rid of this antichrist view, this pro-antagonist view, this extraordinary divisive politics, if they don't get rid of that, like let's say Arizona, Texas, and New Mexico, if we all decide to make one Confederate state together and we say we're only going to uphold the Constitution, we're putting the Ten Commandments back up, we're getting rid of X, Y, and Z secret societies, we're going to get rid of abortion clinics, and we're going to enforce our laws, God would honor that. If we honor God, God will honor us. The trick is, how do you teach a nation of people who don't think God's real, but they believe the aliens are real and men can be girls and girls can be men? We truly are living in biblical times. I know it's confusing. I know it's scary, but you should be excited. Jesus said this was going to happen.
I'm not sure I agree about people don't know God. I think most people inherently know that there is a God. I think they've just turned away from it. They don't want to deal with it. But still, there's a high number of people that still identify with Jesus. So I don't think we can sell Christians short here. And I think there's enough Christians left that are active. If we knew how to channel our forces through collective prayer, I think things could change and they would attract followers. So I just, we're missing the boat here. This is a spiritual war. I really believe, Doug, if tomorrow from noon to 1 p.m. in any time zone, if people would just get on their knees and pray the repentance prayer, "Dear God, forgive me, I'm a sinner, I want to serve you, and we ask for your divine intervention to root the evil out of our society," I think we'd see an amazing change.
Well, Jesus said in John 16 that I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away from the faith. There's going to be a great falling away.
And there already is on the way. I agree with that.
Yeah. When I see revivals happening, I question them. I question what spirit's behind it. Because just because you call yourself a Christian doesn't mean you really walk with Christ. There's all kinds of Christians, pseudo-Christians. And they don't like being called out for that. But if true Christians, if true men and women of God got down on their knees, prayed, did the things they're supposed to every day, you could affect your area. You could pray for a hedge of protection around your family, your area, around the nation. But God's judgments will happen regardless. Regardless. And all of his judgments are true and just.
I'm still not convinced that we're in the end days, that this can't be pushed off to a later generation. Because the Bible is very clear. It says, you will not know the hour of the return of Jesus. We're not even supposed to guess.
Well, you're supposed to observe the signs, the seasons, and times. You're supposed to observe the prophecies. And you should always be ready, right? You should always be ready for the master, because he's going to come like a thief in the night. If he knocks on that door, you better answer. But many people, it's like the virgins. Some got the oil, some don't. And everyone thinks they're ready for when the bridegroom shows up. And then he shows up and, you know, only five of them were actually ready. The other five thought they were ready. Spiritually, they thought they were ready. But there's going to be many that Jesus is going to say, "I don't know you, you workers of iniquity. Get away from me. Turn away from me.
You're right. You're right about that. I think that's absolutely true. Well, Doug, we've come to a conclusion here. I just think that where I'd like to leave this is, folks, there's one way out of this, and that's the spiritual realm. But I also think that you need to prep physically. Doug likes to say train, prep, and pray. I say food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, tools, and some other things. But the bottom line is you better get ready, because tough days are ahead. And we're going to be challenged. And the more that you prep and the more you're in the faith, the better your chances for survival. And it's still possible to enjoy your life in the midst of these bad times. Viktor Frankl concentration camp survivor, once said, "The freedom in your life can be reduced, but there is always freedom between the space and the bars. And no one controls your mind and no one controls your soul but you." Doug, thanks a lot. Hope you've enjoyed your day today, and can't wait to do another show with you.
Thanks, Dave.